I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Coming up, one of Pakistan's biggest pop stars gets edgy as we continue our look at the Pakistan you may not know. One aspect of the country that generally doesn't hit the headlines is the traffic. Now, if you're somebody who thinks that drivers in Boston or New York or Los Angeles are nuts, well, you haven't been to Karachi. Fahad Deshmukh has, and he has this reflection on driving in one of the world's most populous countries.
Driving in Karachi's crazy traffic can be very stressful. The roads here are filled with potholes, and the air pollution is choking. Driving against the flow of traffic is so common that people casually refer to it as doing a bit of wrong-way driving. But amidst the mess of it all, there is one source of pleasure for me. That's the sight of the wonderfully decorated public transport vehicles. The buses, auto rickshaws, and taxi cabs are decked out in brightly colored paint with intricate designs. Sometimes they have larger-than-life portraits or sceneries painted on them. The icing on the cake, though, are the verses of poetry that are often written on the back of the vehicles. I sometimes even find myself chasing down a rickshaw or a truck just to read the entire verse properly. It's usually just a couplet, two lines with the same meter. Maybe the closest equivalent in the United States is the bumper sticker, as the verses on the vehicles here are often witty and humorous. But they can also be deadly serious, about painful love, a comment on society, or expressing a deep philosophical idea. At a roadside tea shop, I sit down to talk with auto rickshaw driver Imran Sabir. He tells me his story of heartbreak. 3 years ago, he fell in love with a girl, but it wasn't meant to be. He says that she was just playing games, and he was left heartbroken. He says it drove him crazy and inspired him to write this Urdu poem.
I am a desirer of that flower that has been cleansed by dew. I don't pick flowers that have been trampled on. One doesn't set their heart on anyone. Whoever finds a place in someone's heart is never called upon.
But Sabir didn't try to read his poem at a poetry recital or have it printed in a magazine. The most obvious thing for him to do was to have it painted on his rickshaw for all of the city to read. Manan Ahmad is a professor of Islam in South Asia at the Free University of Berlin.
This is, in a very real sense, a public conversation, which is not in books, which is not in sort of, I don't want to say elite, but at least middle-class milieus. It's on the street. And so the reason these things exist on the back of, you know, public transportation is because these conversations are existing in various places where the folks driving these trucks and these rickshaws hang out.
Of course, the drivers aren't writing these verses in a vacuum. Poetry plays a very prominent role in popular culture here, not just as a form of art, but also as a part of everyday conversation. People use couplets to explain a situation, something like the way proverbs are used. But for the owners of public transport vehicles, it's also about defining your public identity. Manan Ahmad.
You have to assert who you are. You have to then lay out your broken heart in some way. And then you have to have like a political stand on, you know, how expensive everything is, sometimes on the government and sometimes on the city.
Take, for example, this verse on the back of another rickshaw. O Nightingale, why do you cry? Are you without a flower? I should be the one to cry, for I have no peace in my life. Shiraz, the writer of the verse and the driver of the rickshaw, explains what it means.
Neither the rich nor the poor have any peace in life. If the millionaires and billionaires don't have it, then where will the poor get it from? So I wrote this on my rickshaw, so that if anyone passes by, they'll know that I don't have peace. No one has it.
Another rickshaw driver, Amjad Khan, shows me the verse on the back of his rickshaw, but explains that he didn't write it himself. A friend of his was killed in a Taliban suicide attack earlier this year in the northern town of Timargara. The deceased friend had written this verse in his diary before he died. If the world turns when you have money, in poverty the special bond falls apart. Khan decided to have that verse painted on his rickshaw.
I can't go around reading this poem to everyone, but by writing it on a rickshaw, whoever passes by it, wherever they go in the neighborhoods and alleyways, everyone there reads it.
Maybe the couplets on the rickshaws and trucks aren't taken as seriously as the recognized works of the classically trained poets. But Khan argues those who make fun of public transport poetry are just plain jealous. He quotes a couplet to make his point. Chalti hai gaadi, urti hai dhool, jalte hain dushman, khelte hain phool. The truck gets going, kicking up dust. Enemies burn in envy as the flowers play. For The World, I'm Fahad Deshmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.